Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Kaisha Thompson with the Warren County Farm Bureau about the upcoming Hartford Barbecue Bash. Hartford is holding a barbecue bash this Saturday. First of all, just tell us a little bit about this event, your involvement, and what people should expect if they want to travel to Hartford for some good fun, I think, this Saturday.
Yes, the Hartford Barbecue Bash, this is the first of its kind, and Warren County Farm Bureau has sponsored the farm-to-table dinner that will conclude the day with local growers and producers featured, and then Farm Bureau is also doing a cookout competition in the morning where the winners from each category will advance to the State Fair cookout contest.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that cookout contest because it does start the day. I think if people wanted to show up, they could not only get some good smells, but also get a chance to look at some of the area's best, those of cooking or smoking some meats here.
Yeah, definitely. There will actually be two different cooking competitions going on. The Farm Bureau cookout competition starts it can start as early as midnight. The contestants who are grilling or smoking meat can start preparing and cooking as early as midnight on Saturday. So 12 a.m. Saturday morning they can start. And then the registration for that, the deadline for that was yesterday. We have a few entrants in that. So they'll check in to register with us in the morning, and then they'll be cooking for the Farm Bureau cookout contest throughout the morning, and judging will start at 11 a.m. and conclude at noon. So then at noon, we will announce the winners of the Farm Bureau cookout contest. While that's all going on, the smoke-off competition is happening as well, and that's something that the Hartford Betterment Committee organized. It's a little bit more in-depth, longer smoking, cooking times, and the focus is on smoking meats, not just grilling, and they can start that, I believe, Friday evening, so they can check in Friday evening and camp overnight and start the smoking. Then the smoking competition will conclude later in the afternoon with judging and then announcement of winners at 5:30 p.m., right when we kick off the farm-to-table dinner for the community. So lots of other things will be happening throughout the day. There's breakfast served at the Masonic Lodge from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., lunch at the Hartford Sportsman's Club from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be lots of activities happening for kids and families. There will be our Farm Bureau Little Farm Hands exhibits will be set up. And then there will also be firefighter water fights, a couple different categories for that, a bags tournament, and so much more going on.
What else do you have, or what do you want people to know before we let you go, this Hartford Barbecue Bash coming up this Saturday?
Yes, this Saturday. So lots of things going on in Hartford. You can come in the morning. About 11 a.m. is when most of the events start. Like I said, there will be breakfast and lunch served, and then the dinner, the farm-to-table dinner, will start at 5:30 p.m., and feature all those phenomenal local farms with everything grown or raised here in Warren County. And that will conclude the day. So all the money raised, again, it's a free will offering for the dinner. And it's kind of first come, first serve. It will be served kind of just buffet style. Come in and get it, grab a plate. And we will have enough for 300 people. So hopefully you can get there early and get a plate. And then all the money raised, all the free will donations, 100% of those are going right back to the Hartford Betterment Organization. So you can find more information on Facebook, the Warren County Farm Bureau Facebook page, and click on events. You'll see both events on there, the cookout contest and then the dinner with more details.
Thanks to Kaisha Thompson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.